Professor. Thank you, sir. Rapporteur, members of the Troika, Your Excellency, Permanent Representative of South Africa to the United Nations Office, Excellencies, Ambassadors, and Permanent Representatives, distinguished delegates. I wish to restate to the Troika, made up of the Republic of South Africa, Japan, and Romania, my delegation's gratitude for its commitment and contribution to the success of the consideration of the report and the drafting of the UPR report. I would also like to say how grateful my delegation is to the UPR Secretariat for its significant technical assistance, as well as members of the Troika. On behalf of the senior authorities of the Government of the Republic of Chad, I would like to extend my profound gratitude to Member States for the relevant comments and recommendations made during the UPR of the Republic of Chad, during the fourth cycle of the UPR, during the 45th session of the UPR Working Group held on the 30th of January 2024. The Government of Chad is delighted with the constructive spirit which has prevailed throughout the review. The constructive inputs from states will allow my country to strengthen the mechanisms and conditions to promote and protect human rights. Sir, I would like to restate Chad's commitment to the cardinal principles of human rights as defined in the United Nations Charter, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, and the African Charter for Human and People's Rights, as well as the preambles of the constitutions which Chad, and based on the constitution in force, has adopted via referendum on the 17th of December 2023. Let me assure you that the Government of Chad will provide its stance on the recommendations issued within a reasonable timeline to enable the UPR Secretariat to make arrangements in order to translate the reports into the various official languages of the United Nations. Chad restates its cooperation and its unequivocal commitment to fully cooperate with the working group and to respect and uphold human rights in line with its constitution and all relevant international texts to which it has signed up to. To conclude, Chad would like to restate its willingness to cooperate fully with the Human Rights Council and its mechanisms in the field of promoting and protecting human rights, which are essential driving forces to achieve peace and security in our own country, but also throughout the sub-region of the Sahel, including the Lake Chad Basin region. To conclude, I would like to reassure the working group of my delegation's willingness, led by the Minister of State and Justice, to continue its collaboration, to continue the process. I thank you.